It's been on again, off again, but now it looks like the political leaders of the United States and North Korea will finally meet. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. So how can believers advocate for our persecuted brothers and sisters on an international scale? And then personal God stories fueled a revival of missions giving in Africa recently. That story coming your way in just a couple moments. But first, it took some smoothing of ruffled feathers over the last couple of weeks, but the United States and North Korea have finally agreed to go on with tomorrow's summit. There's a lingering question, though. How sincere is North Korea in wanting change? David Curry of Open Doors USA hopes that the State Department will make requests that will better reveal North Korea's true intentions.
If we go into the negotiations and we say that we would like to, within 60 days, have the UN and their Committee of Inquiry be able to examine the labor camps to see the conditions of the 60,000 some Christians and others who are in forced labor camps. I think that would be a sign that we could get within the first month or two that the government really does want to open up and be part of, in small steps, the international community.
While Open Doors addresses the practical side of this issue, they also know how foundational prayer is. So this evening, as the summit begins in Singapore, they're inviting you to join them for a prayer webinar.
We're virtually going to gather together, and we're going to pray through these summit negotiations and pray for the Christians in North Korea. People can go to opendoorsusa.org/pray4NK.
If you didn't catch that, the links will be at missionnews.org. Lights, camera, action. For some of us, that sequence of words is all we'll ever know about film and television production. Paulus Eber of Sat7 is a little more familiar with the world of visual media, but even he struggles to produce content for different countries.
It's easier to train somebody the skills of producing, and then they can, native people can then produce themselves without the barriers of language and culture.
That's why he developed the Create Media School to bring training to the doorstep of people who know their own culture better than a foreigner.
The main goal is not to be in one place, but to go where the students are. And the focus of the students are Persian world.
The school will have its first class in September in the Netherlands. Students from more than 5 countries will take the training so they can take the gospel back to their own country. The school will work with partners in nations around the world to make training accessible to students and Christ accessible to viewers.
We want to see people who can work together and produce biblical content programs for their people group.
And Transworld Radio's inaugural Shine Africa event, combining on-air conversation, stories, prayer, and fundraising, wrapped up last week in celebration mode. One of the goals was to raise funds for TWR Malawi to expand northward. However, what started out as a fundraiser quickly turned into more than that. Anthony Barkhazen says it became an opportunity for the church on the African continent to share the hope of Christ.
TWR's slogan is speaking hope to the world. You know, and that's what we believe in. We want to just give people hope. So people who were hopeless were contacting us, mostly by text message. Some called in, but that allowed people who had the finances available to give.
One woman even made a financial pledge despite being unemployed. She's asking God to provide the money to bless TWR.
Pray for her. Pray for people like her who even pledged and said, look, I want to be part of what God is doing with TWR in Africa, but I don't have the money. And they stood in faith and said, God, would you bless me so that I could honor this pledge? And then pray for people who've been touched by the content that we broadcast.
And hers is not the only story like that. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Listeners supported by people just like you. So join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.